some menus or just the regular?
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, yeah.
Awesome. I got to say thank you because while I was away last week, you brought me in some tamarillo chutney and it's really nice. So thank you for that.
I make good on my promises.
You absolutely do. You also make good chutney as well. So thanks. I appreciated that a lot. What are we talking today in Breakfast Food Land though?
We're going to talk about a little bit of Japanese food.
Yum. Yeah.
Delicious.
I'm quite obsessed at the moment and in general. And I've been making a few things at home, and I thought I would share them because it's surprisingly easy.
Excellent.
Nice. Delicious.
And delicious. I'm definitely not an expert, but there are a few things that you can have in your pantry that can allow you to make quite a few recipes as well.
Awesome.
I went to Japan in 2007 for work. And was there for 12 days and just completely fell in love with it. Culture is amazing, but also the food and the cuisine is incredibly varied. But these recipes are super approachable and, pretty minimal to prep and make.
Awesome.
So the first one that I want to talk about is dashi. So that's the stock that is a real key ingredient in a lot of dishes. You'd have it in miso soup, and lots of sauces and things like that. So dashi is just a combination of water and kombu, which is a dried kelp.
Oh, okay.
And bonito flakes.
Oh, they're little fishy flakes that move around.
Yeah, it's like mummified fish that's been shaved.
Everyone's fish.
Real hungry.
I did not know that's what it was. And honestly, I'm not a super fishy person, so the idea of a mummified fish is really...
giving you some weird vibes.
Yeah.
I love bonito flakes. Yeah, it's a very good flavour.
Yeah, and dashi is really easy to make. So for maybe a litre of dashi, you do like 10 grams of kombu and you just sit that in cold water. Mm-hmm. You can buy these all from lots of Asian supermarkets or Japanese mart. In Newmarket, and there's one in Sylvia Park. So kombu, you just sit it in 4 cups of cold water overnight or for a few hours. Oh. You don't do anything else. Then you put that water on the stove. As soon as it starts to boil, you take the kombu out and you add in 10 grams of bonito flakes.
Okay.
And you just let that... I'd turn it off the heat and just let it sit for a few minutes and then strain it.
Ah. Okay.
That's it. So it's quite different from like a chicken stock or whatever that we would make traditionally, like more kind of European style.
Yeah.
Super quick, very light and delicate. Mm. So I like to use dashi for two of our weekly rotation meals, pretty much. One is agadashi tofu, which is like a staple, bar snack.
Nice.
Really surprisingly easy to make at home as well. So,
cool.
You just need a packet of silken tofu, and you slice it into 9 pieces, and then you place it on some paper towels and let it sit. I put another baking tray on top and like press it a little bit.
Squash a bit of that liquid out. Yeah.
Get some of the liquid out because it is quite fragile until that water's out.
I have to say the first time that I cooked with silken tofu, I was trying to cut it and it was just breaking in my hand. I ended up with just this crumbled tofu and I was like, what do I do now?
We had a classic one in our flat of someone buying silken tofu thinking they'd bought like firm tofu and trying to make a stir fry with it, and
gross.
It just looked like vomit. Yeah, it was terrible. Tasted all good, but did not look like something you should be eating.
So be gentle, soft fingers.
Be gentle, most delicate fingers. So press the liquid out. I would probably leave it for about an hour or something. It becomes a little bit more solid, easier to handle.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Still use delicate fingers. And then basically you roll the tofu in potato starch or cornstarch, and you would deep fry it. To make the sauce, you just use a cup of that you pour over the tofu.
Okay.
It's 2 cups of dashi, 2 tablespoons of soy. I use 2 tablespoons of mirin, which is like a sweet fortified rice wine. And I use a teaspoon of sugar because I like it really sweet.
Yeah,
nice.
But if you don't like it as sweet, you just use 1 tablespoon of mirin, and then you would just heat that on the stove, pour that over your hot tofu, and just garnish with some spring onion. It's so yum.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and so have a cold beer with it. Oh,
perfect.
Delicious. The dashi, can you keep that for a while once you've made it? Okay,
It would keep for about a week in the fridge, I reckon.
Oh, nice.
You could freeze it as well. You can also make like a second dashi, so it's like maybe what you would use for miso soup or something. It's not as delicate in flavour.
Right.
You would just boil all of the ingredients that you'd made the first dashi with, but with like 2 cups of water.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
For like 10 minutes and then strain it, and that would be like your not as good dashi, but still very
good for something like a miso.
Yeah, you can still reuse it, and miso soup or whatever has quite a strong miso flavour. So great for that. And those ingredients like the kombu and the bonito are not super cheap, so it's good to make most of it.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty affordable, cool. But not super
great.
Cheap.
Love
That's
it.
A very good tip. What else have you got us for pantry staples and bits and pieces?
Okay, so pantry staples, if you want to kind of have a little Japanese arsenal, cooking arsenal in your pantry, you need to have a really good Japanese soy, a Japanese mirin, and I just always look at where it's made.
Right.
I think if you're cooking Japanese, you should be cooking with Japanese ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking sake. So you can buy like a cheap bottle of sake, or you can buy cooking sake, all very inexpensive. You need toasted sesame oil, miso. There's so many types of miso. I'm still working my way through them all. So
yeah,
I get like a light brown miso. Bonito flakes and some good Japanese rice and some kombu, and that's gonna get you on a pretty firm footing.
We've got a good sort of like cautionary tale from a texter here about knowing your rices as well.
Yes.
Someone said that he once tried to make sushi with mochi rice and it was just gloop. So
gross.
So do check what your rice is that you are buying. It's not all the same.
Yeah, for sure. And when you make buy the Japanese rice, it's usually like a short grain rice, and you need to wash it like 5 times before you cook it. And it's just like 1 cup of rice to three quarters of a cup of water, and then I cook it in the rice cooker.
Nice.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Another really yum thing that I reckon is good for this time of year is a hot pot.
Nice.
It's basically like a one pot boil up. Bloody good.
Yum.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
Wholesome vibes.
Yeah. So the name of the pot that you would make it in is called a nabe, and it's usually a ceramic pot, and you would cook this tabletop like with all your family around. It's a winter vibe, but it's quite chilly in the evenings at the moment still. So what you need is probably a cup and a half of dashi. This would feed 4 people. You need a half of a napa cabbage or a wombok, and then you want like some pork, ginger and garlic meatballs. So just mix those pork mince and that together.
Mm-hmm.
Set them aside. And whatever vegetables you like. I like mung beans, always daikon radish.
Yep.
Those big long white cabbages, radishes sliced up, so nice when they're boiled.
Mm.
Yeah. I know, you can't say that about many things, but I like to put in shiitake mushrooms, or you can put in any veggies you like. Spring onion as well is really good. I've got a good recipe for it on my gram, shameless plug. Having so
we
many
love
of
a
those
shameless
this
plug.
Morning.
It's at I'm Spinning Plates. just to, you know, make sure people know where to go.
Thanks, Tess. and so basically you put the pork meatballs in the dashi in a big pot. You can just do this on the stove as well. And then you simmer that with the daikon radish for maybe like 10 minutes. And then you add all the other ingredients in. Yum. And it looks like that's not going to be enough dashi, but the cabbage and releases a lot of water, which okay. is so right. yummy. And then you just have it, in a bowl. You can add a little bit of rice at the end once you've eaten all the vegetables, and an egg is really nice as well. It makes like super eggy, dashi rice. It's really good.
That sounds mean. I'm going to definitely give that one a try.
Yeah.
That was a great little, easing your toes into maybe trying out some Japanese cooking if you haven't done that before or if you needed some new inspo. So thank you very much for that, Nat.
No worries.
If you guys missed any of the ingredients there that Nat listed out as being good pantry staples, of course this will be in the B-casts. And we'll also link your Instagram there too so people can check out that hot pot recipe.
Thank you.
Cheers. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.